The prophet Elijah, who was fleeing from Queen Jezebel, heard the voice of God, and he said, "Go out and stand on the mount before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire the sound of a low whisper. Where do we find God? Do we need to go on a pilgrimage into the mountains, to a secluded cave to find him? Do we need to lock ourselves into a barren room to contemplate his goodness, to discover him in our deepest thoughts? Do we need to perform mighty deeds of strength and valor to attract his attention so that he will listen to us? We do not find God. He seeks us out. He comes to us in his holy word, the Old and New Testaments of the Bible, which were written for our redemption. He comes to us as an infant born in a stable, crucified as a criminal, yet resurrected and alive forever. He comes to us in the water of baptism, in the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper, where he gives his body and blood. He comes to us in the words of absolution, "Depart in peace. Your sins are forgiven for the sake of Christ Jesus." May our Lord find us, and may we respond in faith to his great mercy and love. Amen.